I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump's deadline for the Kremlin to reach a peace deal in the war between Russia and Ukraine is fast approaching. Speaking with reporters yesterday, Trump was asked what he'll do if Russia does not meet his Friday deadline to end the fighting.
There'll be sanctions, but they seem to be pretty good at avoiding sanctions. You know, they're wily characters, and they're pretty good at avoiding sanctions. So we'll see what happens.
The president's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, is expected in Moscow this week. And a far-right Israeli minister visited and prayed at Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site. Jews call the area the Temple Mount and was home to the ancient biblical temples. Muslims call the site the Noble Sanctuary. Today it's home to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest site in Islam. The minister's visit triggered regional condemnation and fears of escalating tensions. It came after Hamas released video showing two emaciated Israeli hostages. Boeing employees in two states have gone on strike.
Boeing workers in Missouri and Illinois have rejected the company's latest contract offer. About 3,200 workers at Boeing facilities in St. Louis, St. Charles, Missouri, and Muscoota, Illinois have gone on strike. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers says the employees rejected a modified four-year labor agreement. Last week, union members rejected an earlier proposal from Boeing that included a 20% wage increase over 4 years. Union leaders had recommended approving that offer, calling it a landmark agreement. Boeing officials say they're disappointed the workers have rejected the latest offer that the company says featured 40% average wage growth and resolved the primary issue of alternative work schedules. I'm Mike Hempen.
Actor Lonnie Anderson has died just days before she would have turned 80. She was best known for her role on the TV comedy WKRP in Cincinnati. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Eli White had a three-run homer and a solo blast to help the Braves beat the Reds 4-2 to complete their rain-suspended game in the MLB Speedway Classic at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Something that I've been super excited for all year long, just being here and experiencing it. And, you know, being able to have a big day and help the team and come through is just something super special.
Brewers All-Star rookie starter Jacob Mizorowski has been placed on the 15-day injured list with a left tibia contusion. Cameron Young captured his first PGA Tour win with a six-shot victory at the Wyndham Championship.
Feels like a long time coming.
Japan's Miyu Yamashita won the Women's British Open. William Byron fought off fuel worries to win the NASCAR Cup Series race at Iowa Speedway. And Inter-Miami star Lionel Messi's timeline for return is unknown after suffering a minor muscle injury.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.